Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Himno Nacional Argentino, ESL Himno Nacional de Argentina.
Hey everybody, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it very much. Today is the second part of our major soccer tournament semifinal national anthem countdown, and I know many of the listeners out there are very glad that there's only 2 days of national anthems. We did the European teams yesterday, and the response, I have to say, was less than overwhelming. But it's all a good fun. We know that. And just want to remind everybody quickly that new music for June 2024 will begin next Monday, June 15th. So get your picks in by this Sunday, the 14th of July, which I believe is a holiday of some sort somewhere in the world. Right now, we're going to go back into our national anthems ranking. And again, just to reiterate, the ranking is completely and entirely dictated by myself. No other input was received nor requested, because I figured, what the hell, nobody wants to bother with it. I'll do it myself. And also to relieve my withdrawal symptoms of not having any soccer to watch. It gives me something to do as we count down to the semifinal games, which, if you're listening to this on July 9th, 2024, that's the day this will be published, then you will have two matches today, one in the European competition and one in the competition we're focusing on today, which is the Copa America. Now, there are four teams left in the Copa America, similar to the Euro. It is semifinal time. And the four teams remaining are Colombia, who will play Uruguay, and Canada, who will play Argentina. So let's jump into the ranking of these four nations' anthems. And I will give you some information culled from the source of all human knowledge. Now here in fourth place, out of four, the national anthem of the Republic of Colombia. It is right there. I just thought that one was a little lifeless. It didn't quite catch me the way the others did. It just felt like it was a little bit flat. And of course, something has to be fourth, right? And I don't think any of these national anthems are particularly bad to listen to. But I can tell you some information about the national anthem of the Republic of Colombia. It was originally written as a poem in 1850 by future President Rafael Nunez as an ode to celebrate the independence of Cartagena. The music was composed by Italian-born opera musician Oreste Sindici at the request of Bogotan actor Jose Domingo Torres during the presidency of Nunez, with lyrics refined by Nunez himself. Woo! It was presented to the public for the first time on 11th November 1887. The song became very popular and was quickly adopted, albeit spontaneously, as the national anthem of Colombia. The anthem has been performed in various versions, been the subject of attempted reforms, and widely performed in the arts. So there's some love it, some hate it, some want to change it, and some think it's rocking. Placing next is the Himno Nacional de Uruguay.
Thank you.
version of Uruguay's national anthem that we heard right there is the truncated version. And I will tell you why, because the national anthem of Uruguay is the longest anthem in terms of duration, with 105 bars of music. When performed in its entirety, the anthem lasts about 4.5 to 6 minutes. So that's a really long song for a national anthem. Most of them are under a minute, so they can be performed at ceremonies, etc. Its lyrics are by the Uruguayan poet Francisco Acuña de Figueroa, who also wrote the lyrics for Paraguay's national anthem. Huh. The lyrics were officially declared the national anthem in July 1833. Several proposed musical settings failed to gain public support. The Rossini-inspired music that eventually became universally associated with the anthem was composed by the Hungarian-born composer Francisco José de Balé, with assistance of Fernando Quijano, a Uruguayan actor and musician. As with other South American national anthems, the music was inspired by the local popularity of Italian opera. Yeah, there's a big Italian population in Uruguay and Argentina, which is very interesting. So there you have it in third place, the Himno Nacional de Uruguay. Now, this group here, the Copa, was really one of the toughest ones, I think, to decide the top one, because I like both of the other two songs. And interestingly enough, these two teams will be meeting each other in the semifinal. However, I will go out on a limb and predict that the football match, the soccer game, will not be as close as the race between the two national anthems, because this was just squeaking by. But I'm going to give it second place to O Canada. It's a lovely song, and we know it well here in the United States from many sports games that it is played at, baseball, basketball, hockey, all those. And it is the official national anthem of Canada. It was originally commissioned by Lieutenant Governor of Quebec, Theodore Robitaille, for the 1880 St. John Baptiste Day ceremony. The music was composed by Calixia Lavallée, after which French language words were written in by the poet and judge Sir Adolphe Basile Rothier. That's a lot of French Canadian names I just butchered. The original French lyrics were translated to English in 1906. Multiple English versions ensued, with Robert Stanley Weir's 1908 version, which was not a translation of the French lyrics, gaining the most popularity. The Weir lyrics eventually served as a basis for the official lyrics enacted by Parliament. Weir's English language lyrics have been revised three times, most recently when an act to amend the National Anthem Act was enacted in 2018. The French lyrics remain unaltered. O Canada has served as a de facto national anthem since 1939, becoming the country's national anthem in 1980, when Canada's National Anthem Act received royal assent and became effective as on July 1 as part of that year's Dominion Day, a.k.a. Canada Day, celebrations. That only leaves one anthem left. And the thing about this anthem is, I probably would have put it down in second place, except, folks, for the conclusion. This is the Argentinian national anthem. ¶¶ Yes, it really kicks it live there at the end, folks. There's really a surge of music that swells up, takes you by the lapel, shakes you, pulls you off the ground, and really tells you to get out there and fight for Argentina. The Argentinian national anthem, the lyrics were written by Buenos Aires-born politician Vicente López de Planes, and the music was composed by the Spanish musician Blas Parera. The work was adopted as the sole official song on May 11, 1813, 3 years after the May Revolution. May 11th is therefore now Anthem Day in Argentina. And there you have it, folks. Those are the four teams. Those are the four anthems. Let's count it down again. It's going to be Colombia, Uruguay, Canada, Argentina. And as a bonus today, folks, as we play out, to reward your patience for listening to 2 days of national anthem ranking based on soccer, I found a version of Geddy Lee, that famous son of Canada, doing the national anthem. Enjoy a little bit now, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Please welcome Mr. Geddy Lee.
Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command, with glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true North, strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
That's a lot of French-Canadian names I just butchered.